Are you ready?
Let me introduce you to this guy.
Yeah. My next guest,
Huddy D presents.
It's time for our wholesome news update. This time, we're going over to America. We're meeting Coy Featherson. Coy spent 15 years doing stage work for Frank Zappa, but he lost his job, his brother, and his apartment. He was on an ad and also the front page of the local newspaper after they're doing a story on homelessness. And his old high school buddies saw the picture of him, realized that he was homeless, and took it upon themselves to start a GoFundMe campaign for him. The GoFundMe campaign raised $13,000 to get him into some permanent housing. How good are friends sometimes? Sometimes they can be asses, but this time they did the right thing. Coy Featherson, you're our man of the hour. He was quoted as saying, "I kind of had a feeling it would do something. And all this has been great for me." Thank you, Coy Anderson. That's been our wholesome news update for today. What type of weird Facebook ads do you get? Because I've been getting some weird ones. I keep on getting Salt Bae. Salt Bae keeps on popping up all over my feed with his salty goodness. We have Sam on the line. Sam, what weird Facebook ads do you get?
I get a lot of fitness and dietary things, which, you know, I don't know whether to take the hint yet or not, but I get a lot of that. Like, weird, like, oh, this is the greatest. That and beard stuff. Things to do with the beard.
Because you have, do you have a nice beard on you, or do you need a better beard?
I mean, it's not a great beard, but it's a beard. But that's what the algorithm says. I think basically, Facebook is telling me to kind of get my life together.
Thanks, Sam, for that. We have some answers also coming through on our socials. Apparently, Megan from Marrickville, croc gloves, earplug, plants, and a hole in the crutch. So pants with a hole in the crutch. Some weird stuff there. Also, we have Sally, who actually, she wanted to go. She decided that she was going to kind of have a little bit of nip of whiskey before she went to sleep one night. And something ended up happening. She ended up going to the store and she bought some monkey shoulder. And when she came back, there were some ads for monkey shoulder and she hadn't said anything about it. I watched a show last night, so you don't have to. It's called Get Shorty. It features Chris O'Dowd and Ray Romano. Here's a little snippet.
Now maybe in a movie, digging a hole would be exciting. There'd be a soundtrack and actors and a plot. But in real life, digging a hole is pointless and unpleasant and boring and a pain in the arse.
It's a classic gangster Hollywood formula featuring IT Crowd fan fave Chris O'Dowd and this guy from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, come on. be right.
What happens when you put those two together? You get some hectic chemistry and very brutish fixer Chris O'Dowd getting all hectic with everybody. There's gangsters, there's plot lines, there's Chris O'Dowd interrupting thugs when he sees a good movie on the screen so then he can take notes. Weird, right? There's no nonsense, get his movie done by whatever means necessary. It makes for a really entertaining show. It's got a fresh twist on a familiar gangster formula by the movie made popular in the 90s called Get Shorty. Paddy D gives it 4.5 out of 5 stars.
Oh, come on.
What is pop culture?
How the hell I know?
Pop culture is a universal language.
Huh, okay. This guy knows what he's talking about.
Paddy D's on the pulse.
Yeah, I'm on the pulse. I'm going to let you know what's happening in the latest entertainment news. Now, Jared Leto is in the news right now. He tried to get the Joker cancelled.
What?
Yeah, he tried to get the new Joker movie cancelled.
Isn't he the Joker?
He was the Joker. Tried to get it cancelled. Millie, you're a sore loser. What are your thoughts on this one?
We found this out last week.
He's no longer the Joker, so he wants to get the new Joker movie cancelled.
Yeah, exactly.
Why is my question?
Because I think the fact was he only got 11 minutes worth of screen time in the Suicide Squad. And in this new Joker movie, the Joker movie's got the entire movie dedicated to
him. Well, if he was good enough, wouldn't that have been his movie?
It should have been.
But maybe he's not good enough.
Have you seen the Joker?
No, not the new one. I have seen a poster as I'm driving through the eastern suburbs, and it scares me every time. I nearly swerve. I'm like, when I see his big face coming around the corner.
Greg, what are your thoughts on the Joker?
It's scary.
I think I understand why he was annoyed. He was promised a much bigger part in that Suicide Squad movie, but he wasn't very good in it. So
no, he wasn't, was he?
I couldn't imagine watching a whole movie of him.
Ugh.
It was just
gross. Yeah, Millie, what are your thoughts?
I have a question now, because the new Harley Quinn movie is coming out, right?
Yeah.
With Margot Robbie. And so, but her Joker love interest was Jared.
Out. He's out.
He's
not
gone
in
from
it.
That too, yeah.
He's not in it anymore.
Was he meant
gone
to be
from
in
the
that
new
movie?
Suicide Squad? Yeah, he was meant to be the... Like, he was meant to be the thing that was meant to link them all together. It was going to be the Joker. He was going to be like, you know, Nick Fury in the Marvel Universe that linked all those
you're
together.
You bloody Marvel stuff over here.
It was
we're
the same
on.
Sort of thing.
So now it's guy. Joaquin Phoenix, the new Joker, who's going to do all that.
No, he's completely
totally
separate.
Different now. See, moving on, moving
right,
on, moving
so it's completely
on.
Completely a separate.
You lost
entity.
Me.
Because I've got one for Letzi right now. Letzi, Netflix is trying to crack down on sharing passwords. And I know for a fact that you suck at sharing. What are your thoughts on this one?
And I do, but people share their Netflix passwords with me. I'm not too sure why. Like, yeah. I do not pay for Netflix right now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm on a family account with my family, so it's sort of.
I am available. If anyone would
what
like
do you mean
to,
you're available?
If anyone would like to give me their passwords, I am looking for a new Netflix password. So, yeah, if anyone would like to share their password with me, get in touch.
Greg, do you share your passwords with people?
I've shared it with one person who was like, oh, I just need it for a couple of days because I'm having a fight with my sister who pays for it. They're still using my password and it's been like 3-4 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, they keep using my account too, so I can see like they've added stuff to the watch list. They've moved in now.
It really becomes confusing after a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was like all this stuff. It's like, continue watching this. I'm like, I'm not watching that at all. That
nor do I like it.
At all. No.
You learn a lot about somebody when you're sharing a Netflix account with
you
them.
You do, yeah. And you can track their habits as well. You can see what shows they do and don't like.
Yeah, they've watched quite a bit since I gave them that. Maybe out of 3 weeks.
Maybe they need a job or something. Maybe they're not doing the right thing.
It's someone who works here at Next, so...